We know that the school holidays and the Christmas festivities are just around the corner, aren't they? Are you thinking about taking some downtime at the beach? Maybe visiting family in another state or even another country, or exploring every nook and cranny around Australia. So how do we protect our house while we're not in residence? Sue Stevens, Secretary of Crime Stoppers Moreton Region, is here to give us some very valuable tips on securing our homes. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, we want to know a little bit about how we can go off on holidays and be safe. Tell us about that.
Look, here's some tips on holiday security. A house left empty is a prime target for intruders because they have less chance of being disturbed and the offence can go undetected for days or even weeks. A good neighbour can be as effective as a police patrol in protecting your home while you're away. When you go on holidays, don't leave any clues that will tempt an intruder. Give your home a lived-in look by doing the following. Check all doors and windows are securely locked and remove or hide all valuables. Remove any items that could be used as a ladder to access upper floors, like garden furniture, tools, and secure your garage and shed. Inform a trusted person about your contact information and travel dates. Install motion sensor lights, security cameras, and never post your travel plans on social media. Ask your neighbours to watch for visitors, but not to tell visitors you're away. Arrange a friend or neighbour to mow the lawn and water the plants. Arrange for mail to be held at the post office or collected by a neighbour. Cancel all deliveries, especially newspapers. Ask your neighbours to collect junk mail. Secure your garbage bins and have a trusted neighbour put out and collect your bins.
Sue, you've given us a whole lot of great information up to date, but I'm sure you've got a whole lot more. Do you have some more for us?
Yes, I do. Look, install electrical timers or smart sensors that automatically switch on the lights. Disconnect the electricity or on electronic doors, especially garages. If you have a landline phone, turn down the volume on the ringer and don't leave a message that you're away. Lock all interior doors of your house and take the keys with you to reduce an opportunity for an intruder. Install self-activating lights. Ask neighbours to contact PoliceLink on 131444 if they notice anything suspicious. Secure your vehicle if leaving it at home. Ask a neighbour to park their car in your driveway at odd times. Ensure all easily removable articles are marked with the police property identification system. Be cautious with Christmas lights. Don't have cords running through a window as this leaves a window unsecured. Check your house and contents insurance before you leave.
Well, that's a pretty comprehensive list, isn't it? Now, would you have known all of these things that are on the list? I'm sure I didn't. Sue Stevens, Crime Stoppers, Moreton Region, thanks very much for joining us and keeping our community connected and safe. Now, why wouldn't you go to the 1015fm.com.au website and listen again and take some notes? Search a podcast, you'll see that it's all there. Just type in Crime Stoppers or Sue Stevens. Let's do what we can to protect our property. Thanks so much, Sue.
Thank you.